Network configuration. Supply chain network configuration is a complex strategic decision that concerns the comprehensive organization of suppliers, production factories, distribution centers, and manufacturing resources. Supply chains should be configured to reflect customers' needs and trading partners' capacities. Planning a network that provides an optimal return on all investments requires long-term strategic thinking. Each decision must be weighed based on its impact on the entire supply chain, not only on the single matter under consideration. Given information on customer demand, product and service requirements, and supply chain partner requirements, the optimal network configuration needs to consider the following variables: location of plants and production capacities for each product, number, location, capacity, and capabilities of warehouses, transportation between all facilities. For example, supply chain managers in manufacturing enterprises consider the stocking of distribution centers with an optimal level of the right kinds of inventory and establish transportation links that ensure timely arrival at and departure from distribution centers. In the ideal network, raw materials, components, and resources might never be at rest in a warehouse. Instead, they would always be in motion until arriving just in time at each location along the chain. One reason this ideal state is difficult to achieve is the fluctuation in demand that occurs all along the supply chain, beginning with the ultimate customer. Unpredictable demand, along with other factors such as accidents and adverse weather conditions, means that maintaining some levels of inventory at various locations along the chain is generally necessary. The supply chain manager's challenge is forecasting future demand as accurately as possible and keeping inventory as low as possible without disruptions in delivery to customers. Elsewhere, you will learn more about planning and controlling inventories, the related cost categories, how inventory impacts an organization's financial statements, and inventory management and control. Another example is warehousing for customer goods. Adding to the number of warehouses may have the benefit of putting goods closer to the customer and thus reducing delivery time. It may also have the drawback of adding to total inventory and increasing the footprint of warehouse space necessary to store a given amount of goods. Up to a point, putting goods closer to retail outlets or within customer shipping zones tends to benefit the supply chain by reducing transportation costs. Transportation costs are a function of several variables, including total distance between production facilities, warehouses, retail outlets, or customers, bulk discounts for transport, and types of transportation required. To solve the optimization problem for the entire network, supply chain managers must rely upon the most powerful technology available to them. As supply chains grow in length and complexity, facilities may be spread out among numerous regions, countries, and continents. A variety of statistics demonstrate how global sourcing and offshore manufacturing can reduce supply chain costs. Employing skilled labor at relatively low wage levels, establishing worldwide or regional centers of competence near major specialized talent pools, savings on materials, and finding new sources of supply are examples. While global expansion is attractive, offshore expansion requires sufficient due diligence to help ensure success. Specifically, from a logistics perspective, there are many issues related to getting business done and getting a product shipped. This means being aware of local infrastructure issues in the country being evaluated, as summarized in Exhibit 2-1. Source: APIC's Global Sourcing Workshop Series. The condition and capacity of port facilities, airports, and roads can be major factors in getting goods and supplies shipped reliably and on a timely basis. Different rail track gauges and capacity issues can adversely affect lead times. Additionally, crossing borders involves high volumes of paperwork.